You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. My name is Paul. I'm filling in for Saruman on this very snowy Wednesday evening. We just heard two songs from Shells, from her brand new album Shells 2. We heard North Shore and before that Crooked Lake. Shells usually hosts the local music show, which is on next at 9, but I think Kayla is going to be this evening's host. I'm going to confirm that. Yeah, looks like Kayla is hosting for the next 3 weeks. Before Shells, we heard The Seven Fields of Aphelion with Wake Flotsam Jetsam from the album Keep the Ocean Inside. Nico Carlson with Tulia Yon Takana from Velos de Valun. Grupo with Mobile Stable from Invenciones, La Otra Vanguardia Musical in Latino America, 1976 to 1988. And Pauline Anna Strom with Rain on Ancient Quays from Transmillennium Music. We're hearing right now Yellow Swans and Birchville Cat Motel from their collaborative album, which was recorded live in New Zealand in 2005 and then released by Important Records. This is the first track, Terminal Saints. It's about 27 minutes long. I don't know how much of it I'm going to play. I have some things to put away here in the studio, so I might play a bunch of this, or I might fade it out and play something else. We'll see. Stay tuned, WCBN-FM Ann Arbor.
Gathers is Washtenaw County's food rescue and food bank program. Every day throughout the year, we fight hunger where we live. Call us at 761-2796 to find out how you can volunteer, how you can donate money, how you can donate food. Call us at 761-2796 to find out the role you can play in fighting hunger.
The Local Music Show is a very cool show that happens every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Every week we have a live band performing in the studio that's from around here. And we'll even play your band on the show if you send us your CD. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 for the Local Music Show.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Is in the Beat, the Bezoar. I'm Paul filling in for Saruman. We just heard Yellow Swans and Birchville Cat Motel with Terminal Saints from self-titled collaborative CD on Important Records. Ended up playing the entire piece because I was putting away records, and now I'm done. Right now, this is Tom Cameron with the title track to Music to Wash Dishes By. A pretty awesome private press synth record from 1982 that we have here at the radio station. So far has yet to be legally reissued. There was a small CDR bootleg, which we also have at the station. But I'm waiting for Revenge International or Numero Group or whoever else to snatch this one up. Music from Memory, somebody like that. All right, it's time for events information. Today is Wednesday, December 13th. You can still catch Human Flow at the State Theater at 9:45 p.m., a documentary by noted Chinese artist Ai Weiwei, chronicling a year of the global refugee crisis through a series of personal, deeply felt stories. Thursday, December 14th, God of Carnage at the Purple Rose Theater Company at 3 p.m. and also at 8 p.m. Story Night at Crazy Wisdom Tea Room at 7 to 9 p.m. Annual Clown Show at the UM Theater Department at the Walgreen Drama Center Stamps Auditorium at 7 p.m. Friday, December 15th is Fix It Friday at MakerWorks at 4 p.m. Staff members will be on hand to help things and offer advice. No repairs are guaranteed. Thing to mention. How about the remote control car racing at the Washtenaw Farm Council Grounds, 5055 Ann Arbor Saline Road. That's Saturday at 10:15 a.m. Alright, events information is brought to you by Current Magazine. Ann Arbor's Entertainment Monthly, available at many locations around town. Events info can be heard daily in the morning at 1:34, 30, 7:30, and 10:30. And also at 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. are here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. That is all. I'm going to stop talking and be playing this Tom Cameron record, and I'll be here on 9. Local Music Show is up next. Stay tuned.
Thank you. right you are, dear Paul, that we hear of famous people's deaths while on vacation. Perhaps it's so their funerals are not too crowded, with their loyal fans being out of town and all. Those celebrities are pretty clever. I've heard that someone's born every 8 seconds, so I presume that someone dies every 8 seconds just to keep things even. It makes me feel shortchanged when I read the obituary page. Someone's holding back information. It also prompts me to flip through the telephone directory on sleepless nights, saying over and over and over again, yep, you're all going, every last one of you. Wow, heaven must be a big place. To business. I just wish it was less memorable. My high school locker partner Ned worked part-time for a mortician. Imagine dressing dead people, straightening their ties and fluffing up their hair so you can afford to take a girl out to the movies on Saturday night. Out with a boy who died. The hardest part was knowing that his body didn't just disappear on the bed the moment he left. I think that's what keeps me off of suicide. The idea that there's something left for someone else to clean up. How rude and inconsiderate. It's a pain to take out the weekly trash, let alone figure out what to do with over 100 pounds of flesh that's about to go bad. Be even worse in India, where there's a religious cult which believes you shouldn't desecrate any of the elements with the dead. While taking a shower, as if I moved to Antarctica, leaving no forwarding address.